opening musical selection was Promises, Promises, a wonderful song from the great composer Burt Bacharach. And that's what I have for all of you today. The promise that this next hour will be informative, interesting, provocative, and maybe even a little exciting. A promise that our discussions will give you something to think about today and hopefully something to talk about tomorrow. Or what I'd like to think of as a civilized hour of culture and conversation. Well, as I like to do to begin each of our shows, I'd like to read or share a recent poignant story or an especially interesting essay or some philosophical quotes or thoughts or sometimes even a little poetry that touches or speaks to us all. And given the fact that we are in the month of Valentine's and we're going to be celebrating Valentine's Day here in the next couple weeks or so, I thought our theme would be just that, love, Valentine's, and all things romantic. This is a little essay written by Ross Worland from the Chicago Tribune, and it's entitled Lasting 50 Years with One Person. And Ross writes, I had an aunt who said, you know, Ross, 50 years is really too long to be married to one person. She told me that as an aside at her 50th anniversary party. That was stunning insight coming from a woman who otherwise seemed happy. She had never bolted in the middle of the night, as far as I know, and she went to her reward some years later while still seemingly contented in that marriage. But that kind of wisdom from someone who ought to know is rather sobering. When you think about it, any decision that lasts 50 years is remarkable. I mean, look how often we repaint rooms, switch cars, redo hairstyles, get new dogs, maybe even veer from conservative to liberal. Yet we're supposed to carry this one decision to the grave. Of course, a lot of us trip far short of the cemetery, so we could use advice in the hope of at least making, say, 25 years in the consolation round. Sunrise Senior Living, one of the largest providers of senior living services nationwide, polled clients who reached the 50-year mark. And here are some of their secrets to marital longevity. Somewhat predictable, but nevertheless true. Don't go to bed angry. This, of course, is why I sometimes don't go to bed. Kiss each other goodnight. Does blowing kisses count? I think I could hit the bedroom from the TV room. Have an argument every once in a while. No problem there, except these can be about as successful as arguing with rain. Be understanding and compromise. I'm uncompromising in my compromising. This creed is the light that guides my Gandhi-like steps, but she sometimes fails to see how right I am. Laugh together. She seems to laugh a lot, but often forgets to wait for me to laugh with her. Communicate and listen. Sorry, what? That always worked for my grandfather, who I think had a placebo hearing aid. Celebrate special occasions, like your 50th wedding anniversary, where you discourage relatives from even attempting this high wire act. And finally, imagine what life would be like without him or her. Well, okay, this is kind of my advice. But think of it. If this person were no longer there when you go to sleep, when you wake up, when you settle down for a good movie or a great meal, or just a few moments of looking up into the sky at night, could you breathe? Could comedy exist? If the absence would rob you of direction, of hope, of the simple ability to focus on the rest of today, let alone tomorrow, if you could never enjoy the warmth of another spring day, or wouldn't even want to, maybe this would be a good time to think of that person as less of a habit and more of a blessing. The one thing that makes you a better human. Then, anniversaries wouldn't matter so much. It's all those days in between that would. Interesting thoughts. Maybe this would be a good time to think of that person as less of a habit and more of a blessing. The one thing that makes you a better human. Then, anniversaries wouldn't matter so much. It's all those days in between that would. Interesting words from Ross Worland from Chicago Tribune. Something to think about. Very much so. Something to think about. Well, Valentine's, of course, is a very special holiday. Very expensive holiday sometimes. But always kind of a fun holiday. some fun facts about chocolate and Valentine's Day from a recent survey by the market research firm Mintel. Chocolate eaters consume an average of 8 pieces per month. Interesting. Consumers of premium chocolate eat an average of 8.8 pieces of chocolate per month. More than half of chocolate buyers purchase this as a gift for friends or family. Of those who buy chocolate as a gift, 77% have done so for Valentine's Day. More than 8 in 10 male respondents say they have given chocolate for Valentine's Day. The two age groups most likely to give premium chocolate as a gift for Valentine's Day are 18 to 34 and 45 to 54. And Valentine's Day greeting cards account for more than 25% of seasonal card purchases. Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, that's coming up. There's no reason not to remember, because certainly we have enough time ahead here to kind of plan for it. So there's no reason not to make sure that you have something for your honey, whether it's your wife or your grandma or your mom or your best girlfriend or girlfriends, whatever it is. It's always nice. It's always a kind of a reason to remember somebody, even though, you know, you wouldn't normally give somebody a little gift. Gives you a good excuse to do it. I heard this saying from Dave Ramsey. He's a personal fitness guru. It's kind of interesting. We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. Isn't that the truth? Of course, for Valentine's Day, of course, we want to make sure that we give something special. Now, this is special. Of course, our good friends over at Swirls Cupcakes, Pam Rose over at Swirls at 705 West Belden, right around the corner from Children's Memorial Hospital. Valentine's Day, give that special someone the gift of decadence. For pre-orders, February 10th, 11th, 13th, and 14th. Chocolate Passion Cupcakes. Chocolate cake swirl with fresh raspberry preserve. Chocolate ganache garnish with a chocolate ganache heart. Mm. Chocolate raspberry hazelnut crunch. Layer of chocolate ganache, fresh raspberry preserve, hazelnut buttercream dipped in chocolate praline glaze. Ooh. My favorite. Triple chocolate cake with dark chocolate chunks baked in a layer of chocolate ganache, chocolate buttercream dipped in chocolate, topped with white chocolate drizzle. Oh, chocolate sugar. All flavors available and gluten-free. Gluten-free is very, very popular now. At least my wife tells me that. And maybe something that we should all address for our diets. But certainly that is available over at our favorite cupcake place, Swirls, because cupcakes make people happy. For information, give Pam Rose a call. Mention our name, 773-404-2253. It's Swirls Cupcakes, 705 West Belden, right in Lincoln Park there, right by DePaul, and right around the corner from Children's Memorial Hospital. I want to mention this, too, the Sophisticated Ladies Jazz Showcase. Our good friend KT McCammon with Jeremy Kahn and Jim Cox. For the new year, the Jazz Showcase has invited three of Chicago's finest female interpreters of song to its stage. The new series titled Sophisticated Ladies is a fine way to classify these three top-shelf artists, Elizabeth Doyle, Claudia O'Mell, and KT McCammon. Each brings to the showcase songs from American and international songbooks, theater, cabaret, and jazz. And coming up Monday, February 6th, KT McCammon with Jeremy Kahn and Jim Cox in her show Ultra Sexy, Ultra Cool. A lot can be done with a mixture of jazz and cabaret, says KT McCammon. Just because the music takes us on a larger role doesn't mean the words have to mean less. A song takes on many colors and moods depending on the bass line or the beat. And that's over at the Jazz Showcase, which is located at 806 South Plymouth Court in the Dearborn Street building. Plenty of parking right across the street and restaurants all around, but that's coming up on February 6th. And then on March 5th, is Claudia O'Mell with Bobby Schiff in Le Java. April 9th, Ladies Who Swing, KT McCammon, Elizabeth Doyle, and Claudia O'Mell. Jam with Top Jazz for Women. May 7th, Peggy Lee's Birthday Celebration, Elizabeth Doyle and guests. So that's at the Jazz Showcase. For information, 773-509-9360. Something to look forward to. Always fun things to do at the Jazz Showcase. Well, the Oscars are out and about, and of course, some great nominations. Best Picture, The Artist, The Descendants, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, The Help, great, great movie. Hugo, another terrific movie. Midnight in Paris, one of my favorites. Might not win, but it was a great movie nominated for Best Picture by Woody Allen. Takes us a little back to the Jazz Age and so forth. Moneyball, The Tree of Life. Haven't seen that. That's supposed to be terrific, though. And War Horse. So quite a few nominations for Best Picture. The Artist has kind of got the inside track. That's won some pre-awards, as has The Descendants. So it'll be interesting to see what turns out there. Lead Actor, Demian Bekir for A Better Life, George Clooney, who won a few awards for The Descendants, Jean Dujardin in The Artist, Gary Oldman in Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, and Brad Pitt in Moneyball. Very funny movie. Lead Actress, Glenn Close for Albert Nobbs. Viola Davis for The Help does a terrific job. Rooney Mara for The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Meryl Streep for The Iron Lady. She's won some awards also. And Michelle Williams for My Week with Marilyn. So Best Picture, Lead Actor, and Best Actress. Of course, those three. We'll come up with a few more. Of course, music. It's kind of interesting because the most original song, best song, only two nominations. Man or Muppet for The Muppets and Real and Rio from Rio. Two animated films. So it's all the great music in the movies. I don't know. Kind of not so interesting when it's like that. Well, of course, continuing our theme of Valentine's Day, one of the great classic love songs from Henry Mancini's CD, Classic Movie Love Songs, from the movie Casablanca, the quintessential movie love song, actually, talking about love songs and songs from the movies, song full of regret and hope and passion, the perfect recipe for a love affair, of course, Humphrey Bogart, Ingrid Bergman, from Casablanca, As Time Goes By. And we'll be back on The Kevin Moore Show. Thank you. Casablanca, As Time Goes By, in honor of Valentine's Day. We're back on the Kevin Moore Show. River North Dance Chicago, critically acclaimed for the athletic, essential, and dynamic repertoire, unveils two world premieres and invites audiences to discover what love is at the company's Valentine's weekend engagement at the Harris Theater, 205 East Randolph, February 10th through the 12th. The Red Hat lineup features Contact Me, a world premiere by Mauro Astolfi, artistic director of Italy's premier Spellbound Dance Company. Astolfi's athletic, emotive, and contemporary style is illustrated in his new work created specifically for the River North Dance Chicago Company. And a second River North Dance world premiere partners Frank Chavez's original choreography with heralded conductor, classical pianist, and artistic director of the Chicago Children's Choir, Josephine Lee, who composed an original piano suite for his new work, The Good Goodbyes, is comprised of three movements designed for five women and two men. And on the line with us right now is the award-winning arts management consultant and project manager, having worked at such prestigious institution as the Auditorium Theater, Chicago Dancing Festival, Grant Park Music Festival, and Concert Dance, associate manager of the Ravinia Festival, former executive director of Hubbard Street Dance Chicago, Ruth Page Award winner, musician, teacher, one of the brightest stars in the world of arts management, and the executive director of River North Chicago Dance Company, now presenting their Valentine's weekend engagement, Love Is, at the Harris Theater, 205 East Randolph, Friday, February 10th through Sunday, February 12th. Our good friend, Ms. Gail Calver. Calver, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kevin. Oh, I have something to add to my resume.
Uh-oh, what do you got now?
I'm going to be turning pages for the pianist for Josephine Lee during the program. So that's going to be kind of exciting.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Now, have you ever done that before?
Oh, yes. I did it many times at the Ravinia Festival. It's actually kind of a nerve-wracking activity, but she's such a lovely pianist. It's just a thrill to sit next to her and watch her sway with the music, with her own composition. You know, Josephine Lee is performing live on Friday and Sunday during this engagement.
Why don't you shake it up a little bit and kind of jumble the pages up a little bit? Just keep her on her toes a little bit.
Well, since she composed it, you know, I'm hoping she'll.
Well, she better then.
Right.
Well, this is your kind of engagement because this is kind of speaks to Gail Calver and her personality, sexuality, sensuality, and passion.
Right, that's me. But actually, that is what drives my my work in the arts. I mean, I just you got to love what you do, and I just love River North. So, right you are.
Well, you know, River North has done such great things, certainly even greater since you have been such an integral part of it. But a lot of interesting things. Of course, Mauro Astolfi has come and put together a premiere work. That's kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this is the first work he's ever done on an American company, and it should be very interesting because he's kind of the star rising, the buzz is out there in the dance world with his own company called Spellbound, and they're going to be doing their first U.S. tour next year, and we will be the only company in this country to have an original work by him. So we're, once again, Frank Chavez has put us in the right place at the right time.
Did you come to him or did he come to you, Gail?
Frank approached him. Frank saw him, saw his company do a little showcase about a year ago, approached him, and then we sent him video of the company, and he got very excited about what he saw. And so then we decided to work together.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, will you have maybe a reciprocal, maybe sometime go to Italy and do some work over there?
Well, it's an interesting, you know, it's an interesting possibility. I think the ball's in Mauro's court to see if he's interested in having Frank come and work with his dancers. And we got to know them a little better because we just saw them do another showcase in New York a couple months ago. So a relationship is certainly developing, and I think, you know, a cultural exchange is a definite possibility.
That's terrific. Of course, his work is kind of based around athleticism and elegant sensuality and so forth, and his work, Contact Me, certainly reflects that.
Yeah, it is. It's watching kind of a picture evolve very organically. I think the dancers contact me. They touch each other in every which way, solos, duets, trios, and the whole group. It's just a real garden watching it grow.
And, of course, Josephine Lee, of course, the artistic director of the Chicago Children's Choir, The Good Goodbyes, which is kind of an interesting concept because it's reflective of in our lives, we say goodbye. Sometimes we say hello again, but some are good, some are bittersweet, but some turn out pretty well.
Yeah, and in the dance field in particular, Frank was really reflecting on the fact that the relationships are relatively short-lived. Even 10 years is a compared to a lifetime. But a 10-year relationship in the dance world is really a major chunk of time, and sometimes they're only 1 year, but they're so intense because they work together, they live together, they travel together, and so the bond, you know, the bind that they have between them, between the artistic director, the dancers, and also amongst themselves and the stage crew and the ones that work together is really, really intense. And then when they say goodbye, it's like, you know, did it ever happen? But it's indelible. It stays with them their whole lifetime.
And that's not dissimilar to what you've experienced in the world of dance. You have touched the hearts of so many different companies in and around the Chicagoland area, and you've come, you've left your mark, you've changed, they've changed, but you still have a reciprocal give and take with them. You certainly have relationships that have been longstanding and friendships that still exist.
That is true. That is true. But when I've always said this, when I say goodbye to a dancer, when I know it's the last time I'm going to see them dance on stage, or the last time I'm going to see them with the company, I know that something's gone forever, that, you know, that lasts such a short amount of time. And I kind of say goodbye to them with my eyes because I'll never see the likes of them again. And especially because many of them leave when they're at the top of their game because they don't want to wait around till they are declining. They're very smart people, the ones that I've witnessed. So, and those are good goodbyes. I always tell them, we never replace you. Everyone is unique, and we never replace you. We just get new people who then they create their own new circle around them.
And that's why these people, I would imagine, become mentors for other people, just because you've taken that interest, Gail, very frankly, and you mean so much to them. I would think that they would carry on to help somebody else to mean so much to that other young person that's starting out in the world of dance.
I mean, they really do. The dancers in the company, they talk about, you know, seeing the teachers when they were dancing and what inspirations they were. Our artistic team, two of our artistic team danced with the company. They were original dancers, Sarah Bibick and Mary Jo Irby, and now they're rehearsal director and ballet mistress. And they're still with the company, thank heaven, but these kids who are dancing in the company now were inspired by them when they were on the stage. And then, of course, I remember Frank Chavez when he danced with Hubbard Street, and, was he a great mover. And these kids never got the chance to see Frank dance. But the team did. So, you know, yeah, it's generational. And the good goodbyes is a nice, beautiful concept. This piece is kind of a love fest. It's a real good Valentine's Day premiere.
Are we blessed here in Chicago, Gail, to have the amount of dance companies that we have, but more so the amount of talented young people who are part of them?
Yes, and the interesting thing is that we're getting more and more people relocate to Chicago from other cities, including New York, not only dancers, but companies, because Chicago is such a welcoming place to work in the dance world.
Interesting. And, of course, River North's own Lauren Kiss has Ella, which is kind of a dance solo regarding the scat vocals of Ella Fitzgerald, which is choreographed by Robert Battle from the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater.
Yeah, it's such a fun piece, and it's done in a very sexy little tuxedo, which is more skin than tuxedo. And the movement, if you know Robert Battle, is as quirky and as spontaneous as the scat singing is, and is very reflective of it. It is a really punchy, fun piece. And Robert Battle was another relationship that Frank Chavez identified early on. When Robert was still a dancer with the David Parsons Company, and Frank, you know, pulled him over, and he's done three works for River North before he was appointed the king of Ailey, I always say. How is life for the king, Robert?
And Sidra Bell has Risoluta.
Yes, Sidra Bell is a New York choreographer, very edgy and very intriguing. Her father, Dennis Bell, a jazz composer, composed the jazz score especially for this work. And that was commissioned by us last year. And we're really pleased to bring it back with the really beautiful costumes of Jordan Ross, who's done costumes for us for 22 years.
And, of course, we have some Spanish work, Sentir en Nos, Even for Us, which is interesting because it's set to the music of course, one of my favorite tenors, Andrea Bocelli.
Mm-hmm. And this is Frank, as he says, I love my duets. He loves his romantic duets, and this is quintessential romantic duet by Frank Chavez, our artistic director. So every program is going to have at least one duet by Frank, and it's always welcome. The audience always loves it.
And, of course, I know you enjoy this very much because you do this at home yourself, Al Sur del Sur, which is a feature suite of tangos.
I could tango if they would let me do it flat shoes, but you know what? It requires stilettos, and that's where they lost me.
Well, you're too busy turning the pages. You can't do everything.
Right. Now, this is a particular wonderful suite of Argentinian tangos done by Ruben and Sabrina Valise. They came here to create it especially for us. They are tango superstars from Buenos Aires, and this is a dream come true for Frank because he has always wanted an original tango work. So this is a suite of tangos, and the narrative, the poem, is also by Ruben Valise, and it's a very reflective. The idea is that tango embraces everything. It's not just the sexy dance, but it's also the demure, lovely, lyrical, romantic. It's a good relationship between the sexes, and it's a battle of the sexes. It's everything. The tango is everything. The tango is life.
When the music starts, the heart responds. Certainly, there's a lot of excitement and energy in the Valentine's Weekend engagement for River North Chicago.
I'm telling you, I think that Valentine's Weekend was made for River North because it just embodies what River North is. It's gutsy, it's sensual, it's sexy, it's also reflective and lyrical and heart rendering. It's emotional. It's the gamut of emotions.
And what a great way to bring your honey out to enjoy an evening for Valentine's Day, to come out to Harris Theater and see River North in Chicago on a weekend like this. It'd just be terrific.
And I also think that it's a great place to come by yourself because we're going to have a mixer after the performance on Saturday night.
Beautiful.
And it's called a celebration right there in the lobby of the theater, so singles can come and meet people.
Founded in 1989 by four visionary dancers choreographers, River North Dance Chicago has established itself as one of Chicago's leading dance companies, receiving critical acclaim on a national and international level. In 1993, founding member Frank Chavez assumed the role of artistic director, succeeding River North co-founder Sherry Zunker, and has since led the jazz-based contemporary company through 17 years of tremendous growth, success, and acclaim. In May 2010, our good friend Gail Calver, revered arts leader and longtime executive director of Hubbard Street Dance Chicago, was named the executive director of River North after serving in an interim capacity the previous year. Under the artistic direction of Frank Chavez, River North Dance Chicago embodies a true flavor of Americana in their dynamic repertoire. Elements of River North Dance Chicago include highly skilled and emotive dancers, stimulating music, and bold, commanding choreography. River North Dance Chicago, critic acclaimed for their athletic, sensual, and dynamic repertoire, unveils two world premieres and invites audiences to discover what love is at the company's Valentine's Day weekend engagement at the Harris Theater, 205 East Randolph, February 10th to the 12th. And the line with us right now is the executive director of River North Dance Chicago, our good friend Gail Calver. It's going to be an exciting weekend, Gail.
Thank you, Kevin. I hope you can come, too.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of people are going to come out. The weather's going to be beautiful. It's going to be 75 and sunny because we live in Palm Springs here, you know.
That's right. It's always great in February in Chicago.
And it's always great to have the sensual and passionate Gail Calver on the show.
Thank you, Kevin.
Happy Valentine's Day, kiddo.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gail.
Bye-bye.
Gail Calver, the executive director of River North Chicago Dance. And what a great place and certainly a great group of people. And, again, that's February 10th to the 12th. For information, call 312-334-7777. Certainly a great way to celebrate Valentine's Day and certainly a great way to bring, as Gail says, come out yourself or bring your honey, your special someone, and enjoy some very, very talented people. course, River North Chicago, something special to do for Valentine's Day. But before, you have to go to, of course, the most romantic restaurant in Chicago, Gayhouse Cafe. Gayhouse Cafe to roll out the romance for an extra-long Valentine's festival. Chicago's most romantic restaurant sets hearts on fire with holiday specials everyone will love. Gayhouse Cafe, 340 West Armitage, is planning the most romantic Valentine's Day celebration in its 47-year history. For 11 days from Sunday, February 5th through Monday, February 15th, the renowned Restaurant of Romance will be elegantly decorated and featured sparkling champagne, Love Note Wednesday, live flamenco and a classical guitarist, photo keepsakes, and delicious sizzling hot fondue cuisine. Our goal at Gayhouse is to create the perfect Valentine's Day experience for our clientele, says Jeff Lawler, Gayhouse Managing Partner. We will combine the ingredients, romantic atmosphere, fine champagne, lavish decorations, live music, flower arrangements from stems, couple massage packages at Lincoln Park Massage, and special accommodations at the Belden Stratford Hotel, plus delicious fondues into the perfect recipe for romance. The 11-day Valentine's Festival celebration includes, well, let's let our very special guest tell us about those. And on the line with us right now is the award-winning leader in the hospitality industry, one of Chicago's great restaurateurs, and the general manager of Chicago's most romantic dining destination, now presenting in his Restaurant of Romance, the second most romantic man in Chicago, our good pal, Mr. Jeff Lawler. How you doing, my pal?
I'm wonderful, Kevin. How are you?
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to kick off Valentine's Day season with talking to my good friend, and no better place than a Gayhouse Cafe.
It is a tradition. It's a wonderful tradition. I really look forward to speaking with you about Valentine's. And Gayhouse is excited another year to be decorating Gayhouse and celebrating with people the season of romance.
Well, you start early. You start right on Super Bowl Sunday and go through the 15th of February. That's terrific.
How about that?
That's a great idea.
That's by design.
Of course you do.
I mean, Super Bowl Sunday is not too busy for us. And for those people that just aren't into the football game, since the Bears aren't playing, they can come in and romance each other. And if they're fans on our Facebook page, Gayhouse Cafe's Facebook page, we have a special offer on there for them.
That's awesome.
They can just click on there and print up a special offer and come in and enjoy how lavishly decorated Gayhouse is. And do without the football and enjoy the fondue.
And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people doing that. But this is one of my favorites, and we talk about this every year, and that's the double anniversary discount on Monday, February 6th. Tell everybody about that, Jeff.
You know, we started this about 18, 19 years ago, and it really touches people's hearts. We have this one couple that Kirby, the general manager, and I look forward to coming in. They are going on, I believe, their 64th year of marriage.
God love them.
They've been coming in all these years. They are the cutest couple, dressed to the nines. They sit on the same side of the booth. They bring in their license, and they show me with pride how many years they've been married. And we ask them, okay, what's the key to success of this marriage? He goes, okay, honey, you're right. Yes, honey, you're right. That's all you need to say. Learn those words, and you're good for 60-plus years.
They live in different homes, too, but that's another story. That's terrific. So every year you get it's double it and up to whatever, 50 years. You're married 50 years. There you go.
You've been married off your food bill. And then if you hit that 50-year mark, we'll buy your two dinners, and then, you know what, we'll throw in a bottle of wine for you.
Isn't it nice? Very well worth it because, as you say, Jeff, people have been coming for decades to Gayhouse, and certainly because of the great food, the great service, but the welcoming atmosphere that exists at Gayhouse.
The atmosphere is so warm and rich and unusual. The staff has been there for 15-plus years, so they're ingrained in the atmosphere. And just our temperament. I mean, we're the house of romance. So, I mean, we all look forward to this. We're very excited about it. So,
you know, how many restaurants, very frankly, have been around for 47 years and have been going strong that entire time?
There's a handful, but there's not many.
Not many.
Yeah.
Of course, this started where it was in Old Town, and then it moved to Armitage. It's one of the first early wine bars when John Davis started the wine tastings and so forth.
It was the first wine bar and such a pioneer during a time when people were only drinking whiskey and beer. Right. John fell in love with wine, and he was a great educator of wine in the Chicago area.
Just phenomenal. Of course, on Wednesday, on February 8th, this is kind of interesting. You've had poetry, writing, and so forth, but this is something a little different. Love Note Wednesday.
Don't you remember those days when you meet that special someone and the notes would just be flying about the feelings you're having? You know, I just met someone recently that mm-hmm. has made my heart go pitter-patter
sure.
just in the last
sure.
couple of weeks.
Sure.
So while it's not a handwritten note, that's a lost art, but there have been nice emails between
sure.
us. So we really accept letters all years, whatever it may be. Last year's couple, it was such a it was a 2-year-old note, but it was about this gentleman that had met this woman down in Ecuador,
mm-hmm.
and the letters went back and forth, and then he visited her a couple times. He brought her back to the country.
Oh.
I saw them engaged, and they are now married.
Wow!
So just in this last year,
I know there's no statistic there, but how many? I wonder how many people got married because of the romantic dinner they had at Gayhas.
Yeah, there is no statistic, but it's fascinating. I can run into people. And ladies will tell me, you know what? I loved him because one of our first dates was at Gayhas. It showed me that he was about romance. He enjoyed talking to me. We're talking about 2 or 3 hour dinner.
Right.
So you really have to be into your date.
Sure,
so,
sure. Yeah. And some come back and say, you know, he's not around anymore, but I love the restaurant.
Well, Gayhas has been listed as an asset in some divorce decrees. Some couples are like, hey, no, I get to go Gayhas, you don't.
Separate nights. Of course, live flamenco and classical guitarists is something you have all the time there.
7 nights a week, yep.
Yeah. And photo keepsakes, of course. This is interesting. You have different packages. Of course, the flower arrangements that you use for a Valentine's Day, that's always very special.
It's just, yeah, we try to find the little touches to make the evening even that more special, whether it's the champagne, the decorations, and now Stems Flowers, Lincoln Park Massage with their couple massage packages, and then the hotel of what I feel is romance, the Belden Stratford.
Great place, great place.
It's a great place to stay if anybody has the time and can do it.
You know, you and I have been talking, like you said, for quite a few years, and, yep. and it's become a tradition to be on the show and chat a little bit. I always look forward to it. And I think that, you know, it's reflective of the restaurant, but reflective of who you are. You know, you're just a man who enjoys the hospitality industry. You can't fake that. And your sincerity is very deep, and people see that. People come back, and as I said, not only for the food, not only for the atmosphere, but because, you know, sometimes just to see Jeff Lawler and be greeted by him and be greeted by the staff. That makes a big difference, because that's why all those restaurants aren't around for so long. They might have some good food at the beginning, but unless you have the people that really welcome people, you know, it's kind of different.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, Gayhas, I mean, it is a blessing to be part of Gayhas. It is a blessing to be part of the staff. We are such a unique, tight family of how much we work together and how much we just get into everybody's experiences. A lot of times throughout the night and in our shift meetings, we will talk about that unique couple that each night that just touched our heart. I mean, and sometimes there's multiple conversations about
sure.
different couples.
Sure.
So when you work in that type of environment, you can't help but just be happy and
sure.
be sincere. I mean, it's wonderful.
Where did the idea of cheese fondue come from, Jeff?
Aha. Back in the early centuries, goat herders would take their herd of goats with a flask and with a pouch full of wine. They would have dry cheese and they would have bread.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, after a period of time of being just out and about, this bread would get stale and hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they did was they heated up the wine on their fire. They melted the cheese into the wine. They dipped the hard bread into the cheese to soften it, and that was cheese fondue came from.
Wow, wow. And here we are still celebrating.
Exactly.
Without the goats, but it's
without
still,
the goats.
We got some old goats that are doing it. But well, that's terrific. And, of course, year-round, not only Valentine's Day, people enjoy coming to Gayhas year-round.
They do. We have been blessed to continue to come out of this economic recession and continue to build our business and be busy. People are still finding, like, dates, anniversaries, birthdays, getting together with special friends is the reason to come into Gay House, and you can come in any time of the year. You just want that special situation, and then you're coming in, I mean, for that, to add to that special night.
Sure. Known for romantic fondue dining, food one prepares and shares, and an extensive list of fine, moderately priced wines, Gaius Cafe features over 20 different types of fondue entrees, including cheese fondue and chocolate dessert fondue. An enchanting wine cellar atmosphere, private booths, and subdued lighting contribute to its intimate surroundings. Live flamenco and classical guitarists provide romantic accompaniment. Gaius Cafe was recently voted the number one audience winner for best romantic dining in Chicago. The Chicago institution has been the site of over 130,000 first dates, 16,000 engagements, and diners have enjoyed over 305 tons of cheese fondue and over a million bottles of wine in Gaia's 47-year history. Gaia's Cafe, 340 West Armitage, is planning the most romantic Valentine's Day celebration in its 47-year history. For 11 days, from Super Bowl Sunday, February 5th, through Monday, February 15th, the renowned Restaurant of Romance will be elegantly decorated and feature sparkling champagne, love note Wednesday, live flamenco and classical guitarists, photo keepsakes, and delicious, sizzling, hot fondue cuisine. On the line with us right now is the general managing partner, our good pal, Jeff Lawler. Jeff, maybe a phone number or website?
Phone number is 773-281-9101. And we still have reservations available for Valentine's Day at 5 o'clock and 10 o'clock. So just call between 9 and 4. And our website to find out everything we're doing and to www.gayhazcafe.com.
My good pal, the second most romantic man in Chicago, and it's always a pleasure. It's been a tradition, and another Valentine's Day, and I wish you a happy Valentine's Day, my pal.
Happy Valentine's to you and yours.
God bless you, my pal.
Thank you, bud.
Bye-bye. Jeff Lawler, the general managing partner of Gay House Cafe, of course, at 340 West Armitage. For information, 773-281-9101. What a gentleman, and certainly celebrate from Super Bowl Sunday, February 5th, through Monday, February 15th. It's always a pleasure to chat with Jeff Lawler from Gay House. Again, a great way to celebrate Valentine's Day. Gay House at 340 West Armitage, 773-281-9101. Experience the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber with Score by Score at the main stage. Enjoy a rare behind-the-scenes glimpse at the inspiration for some of Broadway's greatest hits with Kevin Moore presents Score by Score, an evening of Andrew Lloyd Webber at the main stage, 1328 West Morse in Rogers Park. Join MC and SBC radio personality, yours truly, in a celebration of Andrew Lloyd Webber and his amazing music. I will enlighten you as to what inspired Webber, what was going on when he wrote Evita, Cats, The Phantom of the Opera, Jesus Christ Superstar, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and more. As you learn the history, sit back and enjoy some of Chicago's top cabaret artists, including Ken Baker, Ann Burnell, George Howe, Laura Freeman, Heather Moran, and the great Daryl Nitz, performing the memorable songs from these extraordinary shows. Kevin Moore presents Score by Score. An evening of Andrew Lloyd Webber comes to the main stage, 1328 West Morse Avenue, just west of Sheridan Road in Chicago's Northside Rogers Park neighborhood, on Sunday, February 12th at 7 o'clock for a special Valentine's Day show. And on the line with us right now is the award-winning stage personality, master showman, impressionist, nationally recognized vocalist, director, producer, teacher, mentor, one of the driving forces in the cabaret scene in Chicago, the president of the Chicago Cabaret Professionals, now presenting Score by Score, the best of Broadway musicals, the music of the night, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. Sunday, February 12th at Main Stage, 1328 West Morse in Rogers Park at 7, our good pal, the great Daryl Nitz. Welcome to the Kevin Moore Show, Mr. Nitz.
Touch me. It's so easy to leave me.
Is that an Andrew Lloyd Webber song?
All alone with the memory. Oh, my days in the sun.
Well, you know what, son?
Yes.
We're looking forward to the main stage. We're looking forward to February 12th, and certainly a show that is always very well received by everyone. And
yes,
what a great composer, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
This is a new venue for us.
Yes, it is.
You know what? I have to say that Andrew Lloyd Webber is a composer that I have learned to appreciate more after working on a show of this nature.
Only through my urging.
That's right. But seeing how he grew as a composer from the early shows like Joseph and Jesus Christ Superstar to the shows like Phantom, which would certainly have much more of an operatic influence. You know, there are some musical scores that are viewed as opera, and actually very few musical scores that get viewed as an opera. For example, you know, Porgy and Bess is sort of the quintessential example of that. But Showboat, which the Lyric is doing, often gets placed in that same category as the Sweeney Todd. The Lyric has produced that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Evita and Phantom of the Opera do have that, you know, similar quality. I think that, you know, right now, when you do the shows of Andrew Lloyd Webber, a lot of them go through their own production houses, and so these shows don't become available to opera houses. But I think in time they will be, because the songs are seamless, one right into the other. And they, as with Evita, we take sort of the nuts and bolts, if you would, of Evita and condense it into 20 minutes of song or Phantom and tell the story in an abbreviated form, but using seven or eight of the songs. I think Phantom uses seven and Evita uses eight. But it's very operatic, and the tragedies that are often seen in operatic-type stories. And I've just learned to have a better appreciation for his craft.
Well, you know, it's interesting because everybody's so familiar with Andrew Lloyd Webber's work, his commercial success, but also there's a technical classicism to it, and I think that's kind of interesting also. The way you've put these together chronologically, basically, in the way they were written, starting with Joseph and going to Jesus Christ Superstar, Evita, Cats, Starlight Express, another great one, which we end the first act with. And then, of course, we start with Phantom, and I think Phantom is one of the greatest musicals I've ever been. I think it's one of the best movies I've ever seen. Certainly, very similar to the musical itself, and they do just such a terrific job. I just love it. And I think what you've put together and the music that you have put together and certainly formed in the way we, as George Howe, as our musical director, has, it's just a special show. Sunset Boulevard, one of the most beautiful shows that was run on Broadway. And we have some other ones which aren't as certainly popular, people don't know about. Song and Dance, Aspects of Love, Whistle Down the Wind, and his latest, Love Never Dies, which is a continuation of what happens to the Phantom. Something you wouldn't see normally in going to a retrospective.
Song and Dance is such an interesting show. I got to see it on Broadway, and I got to see it when it toured here. I saw it on Broadway with Bernadette Peters, and then I want to say it's not Maureen McGovern. Melissa Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
She did a great job. But Song and Dance is the first act. One act is all song, and the second act is actually a concert, and it's an orchestral concert. And so I don't know. I know when the first act appears by itself, it's called Tell Me on a Sunday, and the show maybe was done here in Chicago in that incantation, actually not very far from the main stage, there's a theater that's part of the, oh my gosh, I can't even think of the vegetarian restaurant that's up there.
Uncommon Ground or something?
No. I have to say, I love Gayhouse, though. That place is so good. I'm actually thinking for Valentine's Day in my classroom having a fondue party, and so we're actually planning that today, and then hear you talk about that. Anyway.
That's a great idea. Have hot flaming oil all around your classroom.
With chocolate.
Oh, I see.
With chocolate and kids. You know, like, anyway. That's beside the point. So, but they did it up there, and that does not get done very often. And then the other one, I can't think of it. My mind is a little...
It's the end of the school day. You should be a little fatigued.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is, yeah.
Well, we're finding out about the budget cuts in the state of Illinois.
Yeah.
So it's been a rough day. But the Whistle Down the Wind was actually a pop album first. And the pop album featured Donny Osmond, Tom Jones sings the song that I get to sing in the show, The Vaults of Heaven.
Because of some familiarity between you two.
That's right, We're both Welsh. and anyway, when I first heard this CD, I liked it as a pop album. And It has even, I think, like the group Boyzone is in it, and it's a good album for what it is. It became a musical, played in Washington, D.C., did not do well, and I don't think to this day has it ever gotten its Broadway debut. Just like I don't know if the Love Never Dies will, you know, get its staging either.
You wonder about that, right?
Yeah, and so it is an opportunity for people who are familiar with Andrew Lloyd Webber's work but want to hear something a little bit different. Or even Starlight Express, there is such an expense in finding the talented cast that can roller skate, you know?
Right.
And there are just production costs involved with these shows that make them just not your run-of-the-mill show. Even to do Phantom, well, you know, you need quite a big budget.
Well, we have Ken with his own Dreamcoat, so that's interesting. Of course, Ken Baker, Ann Burnell, yeah. and Laura Freeman, Heather Moran, all of our ensemble members, and certainly do a terrific job. And it's just fun music, and I think people sit back and enjoy the entertainment aspect of it because the quality performers we have, all members of Chicago Cabaret Professionals, really put it on stage, and it's very impressive.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you.
You know, we have, of course, we talked about these great songs from Andrew Lloyd Webber, and I think you haven't heard much of him lately, but, of course, we talked about Love Never Dies, which is a continuation of Phantom. But, you know, as we start the second act with Phantom, I think it's a great way to start the second act, piques people's interests, and things kind of roll from there. Of course, I won't say who's this Phantom. But it proceeds from this is terrific. It's a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to the main stage because it's a great little venue in Rogers Park. Very, very well laid out, and certainly.
Yeah, no, it's to me it reminds me of it has a similar style and feel to some of the smaller theaters in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
The way it's laid out, the size of the stage, but also the way that it's laid out for the audience. There are table seatings, and there's also the banquette seating. Very comfortable space. The balcony that's up above also makes it. I've sat up there and watched shows. It's a really, really great space.
I could only imagine that having done a show or doing a show with Andrew Lloyd Webber, you ask yourself, how do you duplicate that? How do you segue from one thing to the other? And I'm just thinking, you know, maybe we should do a Willie Nelson show, a country and western show. What are your thoughts about that? I think that would be appropriate that we do something with.
You're talking about my Johnny Cash show.
Oh, I know it was one of those guys.
I'm telling you, when I take the stage and I start to say, you know, my daddy left home when I was three, didn't leave much to my mom and me but this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. And I go into a boy named Sue. Could you imagine a more musical moment on stage, more memorable moment than a 6'4" man walking out on stage and singing A Boy Named Sue? Come on.
I want you in a 10-gallon hat and come out and say, I'm Daryl Nitz.
I'm going to have to see if Tom Michael will let me borrow his hat.
I don't
have a cowboy hat, and I used to have cowboy boots, but I grew out of them.
Many years ago. Now, that was the first sign here, Daryl. Maybe you should use that as a... Score by Score, the best of Broadway musicals, an entertainment production company that offers cabaret-style musical concerts featuring some of Chicago's most talented and recognized names in the art of cabaret. Score by Score Productions reintroduce and revitalize audiences to the timeless American classic musicals by celebrating the great American songbook and music from the Great White Way. They are unique, sophisticated, well-sung and acted musical theater experience, replete with inventive direction and design that stimulates an audience's imagination, creativity, and intellect. Using voice and piano, each concert is presented in an intimate manner that is personally communicated and connected. Score by Score, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber at the main stage on February 12th at 7 o'clock. Special Valentine's Day show. Main stage is 1328 West Morse in Rogers Park. Our good pal, the great Daryl Nitz, of course.
Thank you very much.
Program director, and we're certainly looking forward to that. And it's a great way to start and celebrate Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. And they have good food up there, too.
Beautiful place. I'm going to give a phone number for the main stage, 773-381-4554. Always a pleasure, my pal. God bless you, and we will talk soon.
All right. Sounds great.
Thank you, Daryl. Daryl Nitz, of course, our good pal, the program director for Score by Score, and the main stage on the February 12th show, 773-381-4554. Well, of course, there's some foods for Valentine's Day, and from the book The New Intercourses, an aphrodisiac cookbook, avocados, think beyond guacamole. Basil, think what flavor it adds to soup or pasta. Chocolate, of course, we mentioned that before, think truffles, Mexican hot chocolate, s'mores. Edible flowers, think lilies, roses, orchids, even daisies. Figs, think Cleopatra and honey-drenched figs. Ginger, think soups, shrimps, desserts. Grapes, think Chardonnay, Beaujolais, Pinot Noir, that kind of grape juice. Honey, think beyond your morning toast. Libations, think bubbly champagne. Oysters, on the half shell. Rosemary, think of adding sprigs to pasta, risotto, or pork. And strawberries, think chocolate fondue and whipped cream. And that chocolate fondue can be had over at Geha's. Well, that about does it for our show today. I thank you for sharing this last hour with me and hope you, our listeners, have enjoyed this time as much as I have. I'd especially like to thank Gail Calver, the executive director of the River North Chicago Dance Company, now presenting their Valentine's weekend engagement, Love Is, at the Harris Theater, 205 East Randolph, Friday, February 10th through Sunday, February 12th. For information, 312-334-7777. Jeff Lawler, the managing partner at Geha's Cafe, the restaurant of romance, Valentine's Day week, actually, 340 West Armitage, starting Super Bowl Sunday, February 5th through Monday, February 15th. For information, 773-281-9101. And our good pal, the great Daryl Nitz, Score by Score, the best of Broadway musicals. The music of the night, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. Sunday, February 12th at Main Stage, 1328 West Morse Avenue in Rogers Park at 7 o'clock. For information, 773-381-4554. Finally, a famous writer once said, one ought, every day at least, to hear a little song, read a good poem, see a fine picture, and if it were possible, to speak a few reasonable words. I hope on our show today we have, at the very least, done just that, spoken a few reasonable words. At that, I'd like to wish everyone a good week, and as that British group once said, and in the end, the love that you take is equal to the love that you make. Have a great day.
And if we know we're always changing, why should it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear her name. I know the way now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid. But in your eyes I may not see forever. Forever. Be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, then a luck, then I suppose the music